The Green Line Extension Project, that spent years in the planning stage, goes before State Transportation and MBTA Control Board officials today. The meetings could include a vote on the project, which was put on hold last summer when costs ballooned by $1 billion. One of the project's biggest supporters is the mayor of Somerville, Joseph Curtatone, whose city would get several new T-stops. The mayor joins us now. Good morning, Mayor, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Great. How are you feeling about today's meeting?
Hey, I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic because of the value of the Green Line Project, what it brings not just to Somerville and the corridor communities of Cambridge and Medford, but for the entire Commonwealth, the economic gain, the environmental justice, and also because of the amount of incredible work that's been done by the interim Green Line Project team to bring the project in line with original budgets and the unprecedented and really extraordinary move that Somerville and Cambridge have put forth in the last few days, as you know, I think puts the project, you know, really in a good position now for approval by the boards.
But there is lots of skepticism still remaining about the project on the part of state officials because of the cost.
Well, there's also the cost of doing nothing, Bob. You know, and we want to build the best Green Line extension possible while being fiscally responsible. We agree with that. But let's just remind ourselves what the Green Line brings. The Green Line received the highest grant, federal grant, for a project of its kind in state's history, $1 billion, because it unlocks more than 18 million square feet of development, creates more than 30,000 jobs, more than 10,000 units of housing. It adds, at a conservative level, $3 billion to the Massachusetts economy over the next 25 years. So it more than pays for itself. The Green Line Project is the best transit project in generations. Notwithstanding that, we've done a tremendous amount of work. This project will be much more in line to original budget figures. The communities of Somerville and Cambridge have done something that is extraordinary, unprecedented. The state is more than about $800 million in the hole on this, and they will not be reimbursed 1 cent. So are we going to forego all those economic environmental benefits and not recoup any of the $800 million of our taxpayer money and give up $1 billion for the feds? I don't think that's wise decision-making.
So are you saying that even if the project, which is now in the $3 billion range, $700 million to $1 billion over estimates, if it actually hits the high end in terms of costs, it's still worth it?
It absolutely is, but I just want to make something clear. It will not be $3 billion. There'll be a, as part of the presentation to the Fiscal Management Control Boards and the MassDOT Boards, the two control boards, or the Control Board and the MassDOT Board, there'll be a new budget put forth. That budget will reflect all the value engineering work, and we spent months working with state officials, and I want to commend the MassDOT team led by Secretary Pollock and the governor's team. We'll have new budget estimates that'll be much more in line with the original budget. When you add the cities of Somerville and Cambridge have put forth to add more than $75 million of municipal support to this project. This project's going to be much more in line with the original budget, so I believe, and I'm reasonably optimistic, that we're going to get this project moving forward.
You've mentioned the new contribution promised by Somerville and Cambridge a couple of times, the $75 million combined promised by both cities. But considering the cost, while it's a lot of money for Somerville and Cambridge, people say it's really more a symbolic move than anything else.
Really? Well, I'll tell you what. Somerville, we're not a rich community. We have hundreds of millions of dollars of capital needs and infrastructure needs like any municipality of our size in this Commonwealth, as does Cambridge. It is an unprecedented and extraordinary move. There's nothing symbolic about it. And when in our history have any municipality stepped up and offered to do what we're doing? This project is that important.
Let me ask you one more question. The Green Line Extension is actually a legal obligation resulting from the Big Dig project. As the state promised the extension in order to increase ridership on public transportation. So what happens if it gets voted down? Do you go to court?
Well, the city of Somerville will not relinquish any of its legal rights, and you are correct. It is absolutely, admittedly, by the Commonwealth, a legal obligation. And you don't get to change your mind on that obligation. It is what it is. And they're required to build the Green Line. But the Green Line should be built for all the benefits that it brings, and we should recognize that.
But does Somerville go to court?
Somerville will be very clear, will exercise every legal right it has.
Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition today about the Green Line Extension Project.
Thank you very much.